This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Ian Cameron kicking with us. He'll rejoin us in a moment or two here. But Bano, you can rest your pipes for a couple of minutes as we've got the AM radio affiliates stepping back up and in. We'll go through the NFL preseason card. Whip a Bano, get to the CFL. We're talking NFL futures tonight as well. Mike Tenier is going to step up and join us. But Bano can share his thoughts on the NFC West. We can go through each team like we will with Mike Tenier. We're pretty much getting there, guys. Like, I was thinking about it. And actually, we bring Babano up here, actually, for we got a couple minutes for the thing. But I was thinking about it. I've gone over everything Babano in the NFL pretty much. We're doing it, like, sort of to say, all right, well, we talked about that division. We did this and that. But I've gone over my future plays. And I've only got, I think I'm probably going to have 7, 8. Like, I don't force things. If I like a lot, I'll bet a lot. If I don't, I won't, right? I'm going to increase the units a little bit on some of these plays, but I think we're pretty much there. There's a couple of teams that I'm on the border with, but we'll get your some more college football win totals from you, Babano. You said you had 20 of them, right? Well, I think last week we got through about 5 of them only.
I got NFL. I actually finished my NFL stuff this week, so I'm locked in with NFL win totals now as well.
How many NFL win totals do you have?
I've got about 13.
13. All right, that's reasonable. That's reasonable.
13, like decent-sized bets. There's a few others that are small, but those 13 decent-sized bets.
13, huh? I'm being selective, like I said. So far, what? I've got the Bears under 6.5. I've got the Dolphins over 8.5.
And yeah, you and I, they're both with Miami.
I've got the Cleveland Browns under 9.5, but it's 8.5 now. But I got it under 9.5. And I got the Eagles to win the division. But I am going to put the Eagles in over 9.5. That's another one. I don't like betting over 9.5. Like, I'm looking for bet. I'm always looking for value and good numbers where I think they're off by a couple of games on this. But I think they are with the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a double-digit win team. And they're going to go over the 9.5 there. And I am high on San Francisco, but the schedule is tough. The division is pretty tough, and it's 9.5 as well. So it's not like I can't say, oh, it's a good value, like I'm in love with it. But I do think they're going to go over the number. But nevertheless, let me get people caught up to date here with the baseball standings as we welcome our AM radio affiliates back. Let's roll. Level two has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everyone who yells in between. We're kicking it. Sirius XM channel 159. I'm out here, 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Countdown to kickoff is on. But at the same point in time, things are getting tight right now as far as the Major League Baseball wild card chase is concerned. Let's get you caught up to date right now. Let's start off in the American League. It's the Seattle Mariners, a baseball team that we've got big money on, over 84.5 wins. And we also have the Seattle Mariners to make the playoffs as well. The Mariners have a game and a half lead right now in the wild card. They've won three in a row. And we told you as soon as the schedule sort of softened up a little bit for Seattle, they start to rack up some wins. They've won seven of their last 10 baseball games. The Tampa Bay Rays, they're just not going away. Like they're just going to keep on doing their thing. And out of all these teams, I think Seattle is in. And I think Seattle will play their way. They're going to play themselves into the playoffs. The longest drought in pro sports in North America out of the four leagues is going to come to an end. They haven't made the playoffs in 21 years. The Tampa Bay Rays, I think, will make it. So then it comes down. Is it going to be the Toronto Blue Jays? Is it going to be the Twins? Is it going to be the Orioles? The White Sox are still lingering right now. Even though I don't believe in them, they are just two games back right now. The Baltimore Orioles did lose, but they're still only a game and a half back right now as far as the National League is concerned. The Atlanta Braves are comfortably in the wild card at +6.5. The Philadelphia Phillies have a half-game lead on San Diego, and San Diego have a two-game lead on the Milwaukee Brewers. We are now at the time of the year right now with Major League Baseball. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Games count as much in September as they do in August. And games count in May and April as much as they do in September. But now it's real, real. Like, now it's like, it's sort of like betting. You can say, man, I slipped up on Tuesday night, but we can get it back later in the week and stuff. It's like, yeah, now if you're a Major League Baseball team, it's time to start getting it back, baby. It's time to start getting it back. You can't leave wins on the table right now. So we'll break it down. We'll get into the overnight baseball numbers, but we got football talk. NFL preseason is back. We killed it last week. I'll be the first one to tell you that week one of the preseason is easier than week two of the preseason is. So we'll break it down. We'll see if we can find some angles. We'll get into the CFL, college football win totals, NFL win totals, and more. The battle will rejoin us. We got Mike Tenier from the New York Times and FB Outsiders kicking with us. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Countdown to kickoff. It is on, man. We're like 3 weeks away, people. I actually have the Kansas City Chief and the Chicago Bear game on right now from last week. I've got the NFL Network on one of my screens here. It's one of these deals where, is it the most exciting game? No. But it's more just doing research, studying, soaking it all in, right? Watching this. Oh, this player here. Depth is important, right? The casual fan is only going to worry about starters and stuff, but depth is important as the season goes on. I think the best way I described it last week is I said, like, if you're watching these games and you see in the third and fourth quarter, you can know, all right, this team actually does have some good backup defensive backs, because there's going to be a game this year in the NFL for your favorite team or a team that you have money on that – you see, be like, wow, all the linebackers just got knocked out. Or, oh, my God, we've lost three defensive backs in one game. Oh, you know, do you have guys? And you'll know, yeah, this team is loaded. Or, no, this team is thin. You know, you can never have too much information. You got to soak up all this preseason stuff. So I encourage you, just put it on the NFL Network. Watch the games, you know, and plus for fantasy purposes, too. It does not hurt. All right, so Ian Cameron with us. So we got Mike Tenier later joining us. And FB Outsiders was focusing in on the NFC West, so we decided to get his take on it. So well, we'd like to get multiple opinions, and then we can move on to another division after. So, but Ben, I'll ask you about the win totals of the NFC West teams. And let's start off at the bottom, actually, with the Seattle Seahawks. Their win total at FanDuel right now?
over under 5.5, minus 135 to the over. Over under, in your opinion, for the Seattle Seahawks, Babana.
But this is for sure it was going to be, it's been under for me most of the summer. There are some glimpses of hope from what you see and read about this team so far in training camp. At the end of the day, though, the schedule's tough. I think all three other teams in this division are better than them, and I'm not ready to bet over win total with Drew Lock at quarterback. I'm just not. And I know he played great last week, but keep in mind he got the second half of that preseason game last week. Did not face starting defenses in that game. So he's still got a lot to show. I think there's some hope for them in terms of the offense if Locke can play well. The defense did lose some key pieces. I think they're really going to miss Bobby Wagner. He was kind of the captain, the leader of that defense, having to replace him. I don't think the secondary is as good either going into this year. So I still lean under, but I'm not quite as really anti-Seattle as maybe I was a couple months ago. But still, they need to show me before I'm ready to buy in on them.
All right, so you need to make a pick here, Babano. This isn't like your dinner question. So you're saying under 5.5?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Under. I think they go over, personally. I think they're good enough to win 6, maybe 7 games. They're not as talent depleted as people think. You know, it's too bad about Kenneth Walker and the hernia situation that he has. But he will be back. It's not like, you know, it's not catastrophic. At least they got it out of the way right now with Kenneth Walker. I've been talking a lot about DJ Dallas and what we like, what he's going to bring to the ground game. Penny is good before he gets hurt. But I think they can go over, Babana. Like I said, I'm not running to the window. It's not, doesn't make the list of top bets. I've been tempted by it, though, just because it's so damn low. And they do have more talent than people realize. But they're going to be in tough. And, you know, like I said, if I'm betting an over and under, I want to think that I'm going to win by a couple of games. I don't want to think, well, if everything happens, I'm going to win by half a game. But I'm leaning with the over. Babano says leaning with the under. Okay, so let's get into Arizona. Arizona's win total, 8.5, minus 110. So nice, smooth 8.5, minus 110 on both sides. Over or under for Arizona?
This is the only bet of significance win total-wise I've made in this division, and it's under 8.5 for Arizona. I don't like where the team finished last year. I don't like the vibe going into this year. You could make a big deal of the Kyler Murray contract extension and put the clause about him studying more. That was a fiasco, but more so than anything else, it's the fact that we've seen a couple of years in a row now, too. Cliff Kingsbury's teams have not finished the season strong. It's like teams figure them out, you know, as the season goes on. And if you look at them personnel-wise, too, going into this year, the offensive line, thankfully Rodney Hudson's back. That's good. You know, they bring in Marquise Hollywood Brown. Obviously, that'll help with DeAndre Hopkins suspended to begin the year. There's help with the receiving core. But I'm telling you what, the running back, James Conner, he can't stay healthy, and now they've lost Chase Edmonds. He's not there anymore. He went elsewhere in free agency. The defense is where my main concerns are. I mean, Chandler Jones was a big component of that pass rush. He's now with the Raiders, and Marcus Golden's still there, 11 sacks, but a lot of it was because Jones was getting a lot of the attention from the offensive line of the opposing team. J.J. Watt, can we count on him to play 17 games? I don't know. Isaiah Simmons has not really lived up at the linebacker spot out of Clemson. Secondary wasn't very good last year. You know, I like Byron Murphy, and they've got just a bunch of holes elsewhere with that pass defense, and that's bad when you're facing a lot of good quarterbacks in a pass-heavy league these days. Their schedule's tough with KC, Chargers, you know, obviously the teams in their own division. Philadelphia's on their schedule. Tampa Bay's on their schedule. I mean, that's a really, really tough schedule, and I think Arizona's got some issues right now. I think they're an 8-9 team at best.
All right, Babano says under with Arizona. I'm leaning with, I think they're right around the number. I think they're probably a 9-8 team, but as you stated, and as we state, guys, like, if you're betting a win total, you want to believe that, no, it's a slam dunk. It's too low, like, it's too high, etc. Arizona, they set a good number. It's 8.5, right? If you believe in them, okay. They're capable of winning double-digit games. Let's not forget about it. They were 10-2 last year at one point. You know, no one can argue they do hit the wall often. They've hit the wall in the past. Can Kyler Murray stay healthy for 17 weeks?
Win totals last year, Arizona over.
Yeah, so They're capable of it. If, you know what I mean? It's one of those, if everything falls into place for Arizona, they can be good. But it's also, if everything doesn't, a couple more injuries and they're in trouble. They don't have Hopkins for the first six games as well. So I don't see any definitive value, per se.
There's a very wide range of possibilities, Gabe, with Arizona. If this thing goes completely off the rails this season, it wouldn't shock me. If they make the playoffs and even make a run in the playoffs,
that's true.
Is possible, too. It's a wide range of potential for them.
They could be, you're right. This could be a 12-5 team, or it could implode and it could be 6-11. They could be 8-9. They could be 9-8. I can't disagree. Arizona is one of those, well, they could be good, but maybe they won't be good. And maybe they'll just be average. And it's a tough, they're a tough team to read. And listen, we're betting real money on this stuff, right? If you're betting, you know, we said we're all betting different sizes, but whatever, it's all relative to us. So if you're betting the future, you better be in love with it. Not just sort of, well, I sort of think this and that, and there's a half game here and there. And I can't definitively say that. Same thing with Seattle. Like, it's like, yeah, I think Seattle wins 6-7 games, but does it want to make the list of the best bets? No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah, for Arizona, this is kind of like a read the tea leaves situation for me. And to me, the tea leaves are saying I don't like the whole vibe going on around this team. And I don't think their personnel is as good as it was.
The season schedule, Babano, is really hard, like the first 4 weeks, too. Like, they could have a problem out of the gate. They better, like, they're going to have to find a way to just tread water. But at the same point in time, like I said, you know, if you want to talk glass half full for the Cardinals, is they have struggled. They were 10-2 at one point, or 10-1 or whatever at one point last year. They, you know what I mean? Let's not overreact because they lost to the Rams in a playoff game. And they're going to get DeAndre Hopkins back. So as I stated, they often hit the wall as, you know, as the season goes on. Now they're actually going to get a shot in the arm and get one of the best players in the NFL back in week 7. Right, so that's a little bit different of a narrative, and I do think Kyler Murray's poised
with their total
to kill it. What's that?
They're going to be a good totals team to the over, I think, this year with their game totals, because I do think the offense has potential to score with Brown there when they get Hopkins back. But I think the pass rush is worse without Jones, and I think the secondary is still very weak. So they're going to give up big plays, but I think on offense they'll get some big plays.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Sirius XM channel 159 on Mario 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We're talking NFC West futures right now. We'll keep it rolling as the NFL season's now just 3 weeks away. Rams and Bills rapidly approaching, man. It's getting real. Ian Cameron kicking with us. You can follow him on Twitter, @Babano. Follow me on Twitter, @SportsRage. So, talking about Arizona, Babano said you liked under Arizona. You bet this one. You didn't bet the Seattle under, but you were leaning Seattle under, but you actually did bet. You've got 13 NFL win totals. Arizona to the under is one of them. So let's keep rolling right now into the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers win total, 9.5, minus 145 to the over at FanDuel. Niners getting a lot of respect from the odds maker, as you see with the 45-cent price and their 9.5 win total. Over under for the 49ers, Babano.
Yeah, for me, this is all going to be based on what we get, obviously, out of Trey Lance. Is he ready? I don't know yet. I don't have a strong preseason opinion. Now, I did have a small bet on the over here. So if I'm going to throw out a lean here, I did bet this small over 9.5. I thought the number was a little bit light on San Francisco. But again, Trey Lance is going to be a big part of the success or the failure this year of the San Francisco 49ers. You know, we don't have a huge sample size of him. And remember, that first NFL start he had was against Arizona. What, 15 of 29, 192 yards and an interception. So, you know, don't have a lot of starting experience for him, but he's got a decent situation around him. The O-line's solid. It's the, you know, the usual guys that have been there for a long time manning that group. You know, obviously they got the deal done to bring back Deebo Samuel. That was very important. Elijah Mitchell had a pretty good year last year. You know, the receiving core, they're going to hopefully have a tight end, George Kittle, healthy for the full year. I think the defense, when you look at it, they actually had some issues with pass rush outside of Nick Bosa last year. But they'll have to get some guys to support him. I think that'll be a little bit better. It'll be interesting to see if the linebacking core steps up. The secondary, you know, they had issues at times last year, but Jason Verrett was injured for a bit. We'll see if he's able to stay. If he is, he's still a very good corner. I think they'll be a little bit better there as well. Emmanuel Mosley's pretty good in that secondary as well. You know, in this division, it's probably going to be them and the Rams for first when it's all said and done. I just thought 9.5 was a little short. Again, I am totally uncertain of what kind of season we're going to get from Trey Lance, but I thought at 9.5 there was a little bit of value to the over, because I've got San Francisco, at least in my opinion, a better chance they're 10-7 than that they're 9-8 or worse. So that was my thought there. So for me, it's a small bet I made on over 9.5 for the Niners.
I'm not concerned about Trey Lance. The whole deal is, but Benny, you got to predict. You can't say, well, we'll wait and see. Right? Like, that's the point of, it's like future, like it's like stocks. Well, let's see if the public buys them.
Because I really like the roster around Trey Lance. I do, for the most part.
Yeah, their roster's rock solid. They don't have any holes. They're fine. Their defense is nasty. They were besieged by injuries last year. They still gave up the fifth least amount of points in the National Football League. 20.6 points per game. And to put it in context, the Buffalo Bills gave up the least at 18.3. So San Francisco have an elite defense. They're going to be better offensively. Trey Lance is better than Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Jimmy Garoppolo has accomplished more. He's been around the league and stuff. But from an athletic ability and standpoint, there's no comparison. So Trey Lance, I think, you know, you talked about 15-29 and stuff like that. Yeah, whatever. But that's what I said. That's what I said about, I've been telling people about the Niners. It'll be the same way it was like with Jimmy G, bro, right? Like, Jimmy G's stats weren't great, but they just grind through. They're going to run the ball 35, 40 times a game. They're going to hit a bunch of play-action bombs, and they're going to count on their defense. And I think it's just health, 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 health. If San Francisco stays healthy, they'll win 11, 12 football games. And it'll be tricky for teams, too, with Trey Lance. Because, and like I said, he won't be perfect and stuff. I don't think he's going to kill it stat-wise, but he'll win football games for them. And it'll be tricky for other teams, especially early. They won't know what the hell the Niners are going to run. Right? Like, the Niners are pretty unpredictable as it is. Like, Shanahan is very good at, oh, you think we're going to run, we're going to throw. Oh, you think we're going to throw, we're going to run. So they're going to mix it up a lot, and they're going to be a challenge to deal with. I'm going over. The 9.5. So it's the team that I like the most in this division. And in fact, I think they can win this division, because I think the Rams will take a step back this year. And let's not forget, it's not like the Rams were a dominant regular season team last year either. Actually, they're very good, but I don't think they're going to dominate the league this year. So let's get into the Rams total right now. It is, I want to get the juice correctly. It's 10.5, okay, but it's minus 110. So there's no, it's not shaded one way or the other. 10.5 wins, minus 110, over under for the Rams, Babano.
I've got to lean under, but, and I have to lean under because of what they lost in the offseason. I mean, there's key parts of that Super Bowl championship team that are gone. Sonny Michel, the running back, Odell Beckham, receiver, Robert Woods, receiver, one of the great left tackles, Andrew Whitworth, departed. One of their better offensive linemen, Austin Corbett, signed elsewhere in free agency. Von Miller is now in Buffalo. That's a lot of key cogs to make that team go last year that are no longer there. So there's some holes to fill. And I think when you look at the receiving core for Matt Stafford, you know, it takes a hit. You know, Van Jefferson and a bunch of, for the most part, new faces. What are we going to get out of Allen Robinson? who they brought in. That's going to be a question mark. Again, I think the O-line losing, I think they're two best linemen. It's not just that they lost two starters on the O-line from last year. I think it was their two best players on that O-line, Andrew Whitworth and Austin Corbett. It will not be easy to replace those two guys. You look at the run game. Can it still be able to be effective? He likes to run the football a lot, likes to stay balanced on offense, Sean McVay. But now that O-line's not nearly as good. So will the production still be there to run the football? You know, the defense, when you look at it, the pass rush, obviously, with Von Miller gone, you wonder. Certainly Aaron Donald coming back is huge. They still have Leonard Floyd, who had 9.5 sacks. But, you know, part of the reason why Floyd was so great last year is because you had Miller to worry about. So now you can tee off more and maybe put more blocking on Floyd. Someone else going to have to step up in the pass rush. You know, that's a concern. Joseph Day was a good defensive player on that D-line last year. He's no longer there. So it's just a lot that you have to replace. Now, they had safety injuries in the playoffs that were concerning with Jordan Fuller and Taylor Rapp. It'll be nice that they're healthy again. And Darius Williams, there's another loss from last year in the secondary. He departed in the offseason, one of their starting corners. Yeah, they still have Ramsey, who's good. But he's also a bit of a gambler cornerback in the terms of he'll try to go for an interception and sometimes get burned. So there's some issues there in the secondary that they'll have to work through. Who's going to step up there? So that's a lot of personnel, Gabe, and a lot of different position groups that the Rams have lost from last year's team. And, you know, for that reason, coming off the Super Bowl win, I think there's going to be a little bit of a step back, just like you said. So for me, it's a lean to the under. Didn't bet it, but lean under.
All right, so you know what's interesting? FanDuel and other books have exact position in the division. You can get the San Francisco 49ers are plus 170 to win a division, but you can get them to be plus 190 to be second in a division as well. And I don't see how it's either one. It's going to be one or the other with San Francisco. They're either going to be the first-place team or they're going to be the second-place team. And you put more on one or the other that you think, but you can still make money getting a plus 170 and a plus 190 with San Francisco. I think it's going to be a battle in this division. I think Arizona will be in a mix, too. Arizona will probably be like 9-8 type thing, and maybe 10-7, and the Rams will be a 10-11 win team, and so will San Francisco. So a lot of this stuff will come down to head-to-head matchups, but I believe that I'll go it on a limb. I'm going to say that the San Francisco 49ers win the division. And tell you what, I think the Rams are going to start off the season with a loss too, Babato. Let's look at a Rams schedule. I think they are going to lose to the Bills. So, you know what I mean? Let's see how it starts off. And I think San Francisco's schedule is manageable to start the season, so they can get a little bit of a head start. The Rams host the Bills, obviously, on a Thursday night, September the 8th. Then they host the Atlanta Falcons, and then they're in Arizona, and then they're in San Francisco. Then it's Dallas in L.A., Carolina at L.A., 49ers at L.A. So, wow, the 49ers and the Rams play on October the 3rd and then on October the 30th. Both will be critical games for the future of who wins this division, Babano.
You know what I think? I'm thinking of that Bills-Rams game, and I'm with you. I think Buffalo's winning that game. In fact, I already took Buffalo, honestly, in week one. Against the Rams. I'm thinking already ahead to that game, total sacks over prop is going to be worth a look, and I think a lot of them will come from the Bills. Von Miller now with the Bills against his former team. Him being there is going to make other pass rushers for the Bills better. Gregory Rousseau is going to have a better year because Von Miller's there, and Von Miller will get a lot of the attention from the opposing offensive line. A.J. Epinesa will probably be better because Von Miller's there. Basham, Ed Oliver, the whole D-line is going to be better because Von Miller's there now. And I talked about the Rams. They're two best offensive linemen gone from last year. That could be a lot of sacks and a lot of pressure on Stafford in that opening game.
Ian Cameron kicking it with us. I like the over of that game. I like, you know what? I went over week one last night on the program of Abano. Same thing, too. You know, it wasn't like 10 or 12 games jumped off the page of me. It was more 4 or 5. There were a few spots, a couple of spots that I liked. More of a battle on the other side. We'll get into the NFL preseason card, CFL football as well, week 11. More football talk on the other side. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
Man, is it ever amazing how many props and different options sportsbooks have nowadays? I've been betting on sports a long time, man. It was never like, oh, the exact finishing order, like, so for every team. And, like, it's just so many more and more and more and more. And wait till, like, 5G is everywhere and stuff, guys. I'm telling you. When the technology gets quicker and stuff like that, they're really going to get crazy with the in-game options. You know, they've spent so much money for licensing fees and advertising and customer retention. They need to have as many options as possible. And it's just, it's almost exponential. Like, there's literally thousands of thousands. I'd like to know. I'm going to actually ask them. I'm going to ask the FanDuel manager. I'm going to say, how many NFL betting options do you have? And I would say, I don't know. It looks like there's like 3,000 or something. Like, 5,000, 10,000. I don't know. I can't even add it up. Like, when you just consider even the 32 teams times four with their finishing positions, and then, you know, between their props, like, there's literally like tens of thousands of, like, options to bet on. It's crazy. And we're trying to just, you know, fine tooth comb and go through all of them here. So Babano is kicking it with us. So to recap, Babano, the only team that you bet, you said you had 13 NFL win totals. The only one that you bet out of the NFC West, excuse me, the NFC West was Arizona under.
That's right. That's the one. The small play as well, small on the Niners over. That's it in this division.
This division, I'm going to take the Niners to win the division at plus 170. I'm going to take the Niners to win the division at plus 170, and then I'll sprinkle also on the plus 190 to finish second as an insurance policy in case they don't win the division, and they still have a good season and finish in second place, which I think is a distinct possibility. All right, so as long as we'll do one more division here, actually, I'll ask you, because we have been talking a lot about the NFC East this week. So we'll get one last kick at the can at this division. We're all in on the Philadelphia Eagles here. I think the Eagles are going to win this division, and they pay like a similar price. It's plus 170 right now at FanDuel, same as the Niners. I got in at plus 180 two nights ago, I believe it was, on the Philadelphia Eagles to win this division. So let's start off at the bottom here of this division with the New York Football Giants at 7.5, over under 7.5, Bano, minus 145 to the under. If you like the over 7.5, guys and ladies, it's plus 125 to the over. What do you think of the Giants over under 7.5?
That's significant. I don't like over 7.5 as much because I bet over 6.5. 7.5, I think that's a significant difference because this could be just a 7-win team. I still lean over, so I bet Giants over 6.5. 7.5, I'd still lean over for sure, but a little more hesitant on it at the 7.5 number. I think it's predicated on
one game's a big difference,
coaching change, and what you think of Daniel Jones. You know, and I like the hire of Brian Daboll. I've always sung the praise of Brian Daboll in Buffalo, and the upgrade that's going to be on the sideline from the disaster trio of McAdoo, Shermer, and Judge, which was as bad as it gets. You know, and I think Daniel Jones will be
better. That's not actually true, but bad. They made the playoffs with McAdoo.
Yeah, I mean, McAdoo is still below average, in my opinion, and it's plain.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying if it's worse as it gets. Being in the playoffs isn't as worse as it gets, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, Shermer and Judge were terrible, yes. But with McAdoo, they actually did make the playoffs.
Yeah, they did. At the beginning, there was some success there, but it fizzled out very quickly. I mean, I think Jones is going to be in better situations just because the play calling and the offensive coaching will be better. There are things that I worry about. I mean, I think there's some potential for these receivers, Tony and Robinson and Shepard and Slayton. Barkley staying healthy is key. I think they improved their defense quite a bit. Thibodeau in there, that's significant. I think.
All right, Babetta, we only have so amount of time. We know the roster, so over or under, Babetta. You're over six
I
and a half.
I like the over. I think buy low on this team. Jones is playing for a new contract. I think you're going to get the utmost urgency out of him to finally figure it out and play well. I think the O line is definitely the best O line the Giants have had in the last 4 or 5 years, and I think that'll go a long way to improvement as well.
I can endorse your over 6.5 because that's a fair number for the Giants just to win 7 games. They have enough talent on paper. They have an upgrade. There is a massive upgrade from the coach, the coaching perspective as well. But at 7.5, I can't endorse it. Even at plus 125 to the over, I can't sit here and tell everybody, oh, yeah, the Giants are going to win 8 games this year. And I can't definitively tell you that they won't. If I had to, I would bet the under. But this is why we're going through every team, right? If we like it, we like it. If we don't, we don't. And this one, we follow the Giants very closely. We did the show from their stadium for years. So we know the Giants pretty well, but It's at 6.5, a Bano's number I can live with. 7.5, it's just too much of a big of a difference. Same with me, like me getting Cleveland at 9.5 doesn't do anybody good now because it's 8.5. So I don't have an opinion at 8.5. I had an opinion at 9.5. So, all right, so let's get into the Washington Commanders. Team that we haven't talked a lot about much in the offseason, to be honest. We're getting a Commander guy on, I think, tomorrow. Commanders win total is 8.5. The under is minus 170. So when it comes to win total, guys, there might be an 8 somewhere. Like, there's different numbers, right? I'm looking at FanDuel here. So under 8.5, minus 170. Over 8.5 is plus 145. And I got to tell you, Babetta, like I said, I haven't focused on the Commanders all that much, to be honest with you. But, yeah, you got to lay 70 cents. But this is not a 9-win football team.
I agree. I like the Giants to be a lot better than Washington. I think Washington's last place in
really,
this division.
We'll get you the number for that in a minute.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't like much of what I see. I don't trust Carson Wentz at all. You know, what I've seen from him the last couple of years. I think the offensive line is still shaky. I didn't like what I saw from the defense was supposed to be the strength of the Commanders last year, and that defense completely fell apart, and they've made some changes with the stop unit going into this year that I'm not sure make them all that much better. And I just saw that number one defense just get, I know it's a first preseason game, don't overreact, but Baker Mayfield and Carolina going right down the field, that first drive against that Washington defense. There's just a lot I don't like. I like Rivera a lot, but boy, he's had a tough time of it. He's had some health issues, obviously, off the field. Teams underperformed on the field. And when I look at the other teams in the division, to me on paper, they're all better than Washington. Under for me with the Commanders.
Man, it's also minus 180. God, yeah, they're not winning 9 games, man. The book's making you pay for the juice here. I'm amazed by this. They didn't make it 7.5. And just with a different number as opposed to making it to the 8.5, but so heavily shaded. So minus 170 at FanDuel is actually not a bad number. I'm looking elsewhere right now to see. You can get 7.5 at minus 125 as opposed to the 8.5 at minus 180. I don't know, Babano, if they're the worst team in the division, like you just said. I think they could be better than the New York Giants still, but 9 wins, you got to be pretty good to win 9 games in the NFL. It's not easy to win 9 games. Even with a 17-game schedule now, means you're a winning football team to be 9-8. I can't say that about the Washington Commanders. I've got to endorse. I will endorse it. I'm going to play it. I'm just pissed off about the 80-cent part that I don't like. That part bothers me. But I got to go under there. And then you got the Philadelphia Eagles are 9.5, but that's like minus, that's shaded to the over as well. The exact number right now, this price, this is a popular trendy pick as well. The Eagles over 9.5 is currently minus 130. So it's reasonable enough. Eagles minus 130. I personally think the Eagles win 11 football games this year. Over under for the Eagles for you.
Yeah, I hate that it's so trendy, but it's probably still one of my top five win totals is Eagles over. I just think they're loaded. And if Jalen Hurts doesn't screw it up and actually plays, just play good. You don't even have to play great. Just play good football at the quarterback spot. They're going to be a very good team. I love the offensive line with Kelce, Suamalo, Dickerson. Jordan Mailata is going to be fine at left tackle. The run game, they've got multiple guys that can run the football, led by Miles Sanders. The passing game now, they've got A.J. Brown from Tennessee to go with Devontae Smith. What a tandem that's going to be. They've got a really underrated tight end in Dallas Goedert. Offense is multifaceted, and then you got Hurts' ability to run with the football. And people talk about his accuracy and his lack of, you know, consistency with that. He's worked on it a lot. I think you're going to see him be able to throw the football with a little more accuracy and a better completion percentage this year. The defense is loaded if they stay healthy. I mean, Brandon Graham was injured last year. They bring in Josh Sweat. Jordan Davis is a great player. They've got Fletcher Cox. That D-line's great. They bring in Hassan Reddick at linebacker. Great move. James Bradbury to bolster the secondary from the Giants, and Darius Slay. That'll be a nice combo back there. Jaquiski Tartt from the Niners at the safety spot. He was a good player for San Fran. I mean, they've got a great roster and some really good talent on paper. And you just got to hope now Nick Sirianni year two, he's got the players. Go out there and lead them to a 10-plus win season. I think he will, and I think this is your NFC East champion.
All right, the Dallas Cowboys are the favorites to win this division. And the Cowboys' current price right now at FanDuel, 10.5. -130 to the under. Over 10.5 is +105. What do you got for the Cowboys? Over or under?
Under. Under with the Dallas Cowboys. And this is something I like a lot too. I think the O-line is in shambles without Connor Williams and Lyle Collins. Those were two of their best offensive linemen, along with Tyron Smith, the left tackle, who's still there but can't stay healthy. He hasn't played a full season since 2015. I mean, he just hasn't been able to stay on the field. I mean, this O-line's got serious issues. And the wide receiving core with Cooper gone and Cedric Wilson gone, and now all of a sudden you got CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. Who's going to step up behind those two guys? James Washington, who fizzled out in Pittsburgh. You got to hope this Jalen Tolbert kid can step up maybe, but I don't like that receiving core depth. Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard's a good running back tandem, but when your O-line's probably not going to be as good, or is the production going to be there? Randy Gregory, one of their top pass rushers, is gone. Puts more pressure on DeMarcus Lawrence, the big money contract guy. I like Parsons. Obviously had an incredible year. Trayvon.
But Bano, we know you like Parsons. He's one of the best players in NFL. But Bano, we don't need a roster breakdown, but Bano.
Like, so I think you like Parsons on this team.
Wow, but Bano, you like Parsons. You like Parsons, really?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's one of the best players in the NFL. You like him. Okay. I like Parsons.
The coaching is still a worry for me with them. There's holes all over the roster. Like, the O-line's not as good. The receiving core's not as deep. I think the pass rush ain't as good. I'm still worried about the secondary outside of Diggs. Schedule is tougher than many of the other teams in this NFC East division. I think Dallas is going to be in tough to win double-digit games this year. I think they take a step back. I don't like the way this direction of this franchise is going under McCarthy. I like the under.
All right. Get some CFL picks on the other side from Babano. The degenerate Dean there, Chad Babano, reading off the depth charts here. Well, Michael Parsons, I like him. Like Michael Parsons needs Babano's stamp of approval. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quickest on the Amos in Sports Talk Radio, but man, don't kill it. Let's take it all in. The Micah Parsons one that was got me. Yeah, it was too good. The cameras. All right, but man, let's really get a couple minutes. Always appreciate your time. CFL, hard to believe we're into week 11, man. Holy crap. But we are. Unfortunately, we need to wait until Friday night. So there is NFL tomorrow. So we got NFL preseason tomorrow night. And we got the Chicago Bears at the Seattle Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers at the New England Patriots on Friday night. So just one game tomorrow night. And then we got to wait till Friday for the CFL as well. So what about the CFL this week? What catches your eye this week, Babano?
Yeah, CFL, Edmonton, Ottawa. I kind of think we'll see some points scored in that football game. I mean, Edmonton's defense, we know how bad it is. The problem is Ottawa's offense was horrible the game before their bye against Calgary. They were awful on offense, but they're coming off a bye week. Extra time to prepare. I think they'll have some tricks in the playbook. It'll help Caleb Evans out. I think they'll move the ball better here. Cornelius and the Elks can move it a little bit as well. Their offense hasn't been bad. They're good enough to at least move it against Ottawa's defense, which isn't great either. So I think that game could go over. BC, Saskatchewan, look, they're betting BC a lot, and I can't step in front of BC. This could be maybe a spot where you worry. Saskatchewan lost already at home to BC, but Saskatchewan's defense is getting worse, not better, if you watch them week by week. And I talked last week about how the weak schedule they faced. I don't want to step in front of BC. And I like Calgary a lot against Toronto.
I like the Calgary pick. What about Hamilton and Montreal? That's the tough one this week. That's a tough game to pick. What do you think? You're the tie cat guy.
Better, but Montreal, I think, is in a good spot. So that's a tough one for me. I think Montreal will find a way, though.
I think it's a tricky week this week for battle in the CFL. We're doing well, but this last week I was like, oh, I love this week. This week I'm like, oh boy, this is tricky stuff. Follow Babano on Twitter for more great insight. Get on his mailing list and more at Babano. Thanks, Ian Cameron.
All right, Keith, thanks.
Bring it.